2月14日，超过40名来自世界各地的西人法轮功学员在天安门广场进行和平请愿。目击者形容，警察对西人法轮功学员的逮捕行为十分残忍，他们暴力地踢打、拖拉学员，并将他们扔入警车。
I lived in China for a school year. I was lucky enough to live there and teach. And one of my students taught me Falun Gong. My friend who taught me Falun Gong was taken to jail with his mother. And I have another friend from Beijing who was tortured until she promised to never practice Falun Gong again. And this type of thing shouldn't happen.
We're going to Tiananmen Square to give a voice to those people who are stuck in the labor camps, who are not allowed to leave until they give up Falun Dafa. So we're speaking out on behalf of them. We can't go to the appeals office because the appeals office sign has been closed. People are constantly, you know, arrested for appealing. There's no appeal, really. So the square is a place where we can just show tourists that Falun Dafa is good. It's not persecuted in other countries as the police believe it is there. One of the ways the persecution is allowed to continue in China is through an incredibly gross fabrication and propaganda scheme by the Chinese government.
If I can tell police officers and officials in China that the world knows about the persecution, we see what's going on, we read about it on the internet, in the newspapers, on the radio, on TV, and it's well known that Falun Gong is good. So we have our eyes on China and we're watching these things happening.
北京时间2月14日下午2点，3-4个由西人法轮功学员组成的小组在天安门广场展开横幅，并用中文呼喊法轮大法好。一些学员在广场上奔跑，被警察追逐并被拉倒在地。每一组的请愿活动相隔了3至4分钟，整个请愿活动共持续了15到20分钟。当警察拽住我去车里时，我用力高呼法轮大法好，法轮大法好，所有人都知道我在喊着，我重复了至少15次。他们很粗鲁地将我扔进车里，有一位男士已经趴在地上面朝下，他们将我扔到他身上，我努力地想保持着不要撞到他，但是膝盖上还是撞青了许多地方。我开始叫喊，因为他们好像要用脚踩上去。
我试图从口袋里掏出横幅，有警察从我身后快速地过来抓住了横幅。我想摆脱他们然后跑开，一个警察抓住我的夹克扯我，然后有4-5个警察从后边上来，有一个人抱住我的腰把我用力摔到地上，他们不停地往地上压我，并踢我的头。
那没有别人陪衬，不知道他们是干嘛的。